Welcome to the Pitchin' and Sippin' podcast, where we talk PR trends and tips over sips and meet a wide array of incredible founders, PR pros, and members of the media. I'm Lexi Smith, a former workaholic VP of PR and marketing turned two-time entrepreneur, founder of the PR Bar Inc., business and PR coach, and self-proclaimed connoisseur of puns, pizza, and wine. I'm a huge believer that knowledge is power, kindness never goes out of style, and I am fully team collaboration over competition. Think of this show as a way to up-level your business and career over happy hour. Now, let's get to pitching and sipping. Hello, hello. Today we're going to talk about PR tips for creating and maintaining positive client relations. These tips are relevant whether you're a service provider of any kind, from an agency owner to a coach, etc., a founder or member of a product-based business where you have to interact with customers and buyers, or an experience-based business or brand. Basically, if you are in the business of selling or servicing, this mini-sode is relevant for you. So first off, what is client relations? Okay, so if you are new here, you may not be familiar with what I call the six relations of PR. These are the six different audiences that we cultivate relationships and opportunities with when we talk about, air quotes, doing PR, end air quotes. So quickly, they are public relations, media relations, industry relations, community relations, investor relations, and client relations. Client relations, simply put, refers to your business or your brand's relationship with your clients or customers. Okay, so let's dive in. First PR tip or rule of thumb, client relations should be your number one priority, period, above all else. This means our clients, our customers, get our attention first. They get to know about things first. They get prioritized first. You know, you'll see a lot of people, especially when they're solopreneurs or they have a small team, consistently feel pressured to always find new business because, well, they need new money coming in, right? This can cause them to often prioritize their time and energy marketing and speaking to outside relationships with, for example, the public. And while these are absolutely important, I need you guys to understand that those who are your active clients and customers not only deserve you show up for them first, it's actually strategic to do so as well. And that's because when they signed up or bought in to your product or service, they decided to know, like, and trust you. And establishing that know, like, and trust factor is one of the most time-consuming and difficult parts in getting someone to buy. So, now, as long as you deliver and do not break that trust, your active clients and customers are some of the easiest groups to convert, upsell, and resell, and they're the first to act as qualified, raving fans and hopefully referral machines. Okay, so hopefully you're with me now and that we've established our clients are important. Now, when we look at how to make sure our client relations are as strong as possible, there are three critical stages we want to look at: onboarding, active client, and offboarding. Let's start with onboarding. When you are onboarding a client or customer, you are setting the bar for the entire relationship. Be thorough and set very clear parameters around the relationship. This, of course, is going to look different based on your business model. For a service-based business, this includes outlining the rules of engagement. When will you talk? How will you talk? When are the start dates? What can they expect? For a product-based business, this looks like providing clear shipping information, providing clear how-tos, and make it very, very easy for them to know how and where to contact customer support. If you're a, let's say, community-based business, merge the two, right? So how do your customers know to engage within the community? How do they get started? What is okay? What isn't okay? Where do they turn to for support? One thing that becomes absolutely critical in this stage that I want to highlight is responsiveness. When someone onboards as a client, you should be immediately communicating with them what's next. You can consider automating this process, or at least partially automating. Again, this is going to depend on your business model. One of the biggest PR tips I have here is practice what you preach. And I'm going to give you an example. I'll use my company, the PR Bar Inc. So when you are one of my clients, you get daily Slack support from me Monday through Thursday during business hours. I am out of office on Fridays, and I am clocked offline by 5 p.m. Thus, unless it is an emergency, which in that case I have a different way for clients to communicate with me, I do not respond to my clients after hours, period. And I hold this rule from day one, because I know, and I know this really largely from having done this prior to being a business owner, the second you break that, then you're setting a tone for what they can expect, and boundaries can quickly go out the door, right? So my clients get an onboarding packet the first thing when they sign up with me. And then we follow that up with an onboarding call where we verbally talk through all client expectations. And if this seems overkill because you've never done any of this before, I promise it is to both parties' benefits and sets up the relationship to be both healthy and successful from day one. Hey guys, it's Lexi here. If you enjoy this show, then I'm guessing you're someone who loves knowledge, resources, learning, and you could appreciate a good pun or two. If I am nailing it right now, then I also know that you would absolutely love the PR Bar Weekly Roundup. Sent out every Tuesday, I give the members of my community a roundup of resources, tips, event invites, knowledge nuggets, freebies, and so much more. It's really simple to jump on the list. All you gotta do is head to theprbarinc.com/newsworthy to sign up. We'll put that link in the show notes, of course. Okay, back to the show. Okay, moving on to active client relations. Your active clients are your number one priority, and they need to feel like your number one priority. If you have important business news to share, they should get a personal outreach before you announce anything publicly. One of the biggest ways to make an active client feel underappreciated or unsatisfied is for them to learn about something important at the same time as everybody else. Okay, it's really, really important to also be wary that active clients usually are still consuming the same content, at least publicly, that the public or outside community members are seeing, right? So Instagram, for example. So if you just charged $10,000 for their service or a product they just bought, and then the next day you decide to drop and advertise that product to $5,000, be prepared and be aware that they're going to see that, okay? And be prepared to address it. For my product-based business owners, one thing you can consider is announcing a sale or upcoming inventory or new inventory to your past customers first before blasting it out to everyone else. A simple way to do this is by segmenting your email list, right? Anyone who's bought with you before gets a 2-day heads up, right? This is just one extra way to make them feel special and seen. Now, I do want to talk about briefly what to do when an active client gets upset. My first tip is never respond to a client while you're feeling any sort of heightened emotion. I actually have a sticky note on my desk that says in capital letters, get neutral. Literally, I have this on my desk because sometimes even I need a reminder to pause before I send any sort of emotional or rash response. Okay, if you feel any sort of negative way regarding how a customer or client is acting or what they're saying, take a beat, take a walk, get neutral. Then you can calmly and professionally handle without your emotions getting in the way. Feel confident to put your business hat on because clients might step over the line, right? So you have a contract and rules set up for a reason. But also remember that you're also allowed to be human. And it's not a terrible idea to have a conversation with yourself or your team about what types of scenarios are cause for bending up the rules. So an example here might be, let's say you have a cancellation policy for 24 hours. Anyone that cancels in under 24 hours gets charged a certain amount. And a client reaches out and under that window saying they have some sort of family emergency of any kind. In my opinion, that would be a scenario where I would advise to put that human hat on and waive that fee. Okay, so the last stage I want to touch on is offboarding. It is really important that you understand goodbyes are typically not final. Meaning, once a client or customer has purchased from you or experienced whatever you have to offer, they are now walking, talking, typing, sounding billboards of what it's like to work with or buy from you. They hold the most impact with future clients and can be absolutely make or break to your reputation and your business's reputation. Knowing that, pay just as much attention to your offboarding process as you do to your onboarding. So for the PR bar, I do a few different things. Depends in what capacity you're working with me, but for my standard PopFizz Clink package, which is my signature one-on-one coaching program for 4 months, I have a dedicated graduation call, right? During this call, we go over some what I call housekeeping items. I make sure they feel totally supported and totally wrapped up verbally. I then send them a follow-up email sequence. I send them some goodies, and I make an effort to maintain a relationship beyond that day and beyond our time together. I mean, I mainly do this because I get really invested in my clients since I only work with them one-on-one, and I genuinely care about their success and who they are. But if that doesn't come intuitively to you, here's a little extra reminder that it's also to your bottom line's best interest. This for a product-based business could look as simple as sending a email, you know, this could be automated too, an email check-in 1 month after purchase to see how they're enjoying it, for example. Okay, we're gonna wrap things up with a few more overall client relations tips. First up, systemize to prioritize. Per usual, this will depend on the type of your business. For the PR bar, I've created the Slack channel for clients only. I have further broken down the channels in that Slack channel per category. All of this enables me to control notifications and prioritize my clients outside of my general day-to-day inquiry inbox, right? If you're only dealing with email, consider setting up a separate client-only email address or organize your inbox with filters and folders. You can also have separate phone numbers for clients. You can set up very specific call menus. Lots of things you can do here, but basically set up your back end to differentiate your active clients from potential new clients. Next, here's my motto. The client is not always right, but you are always professional. This is where getting neutral, like we talked about, becomes critical. Also, we always want our clients to know that we hear them, see them, and respect them. So put on those listening skills and truly tune into what they're saying. Take notes of important feelings and milestones so you don't forget, because it can be absolutely hard, borderline impossible at times, to keep track of all the minute details the more successful you get and the more clients you have. So if you have a CRM system, you know, add some client notes. If you have a notebook, that works too, right? Write things down. And once again, above all else, your clients need to feel bold, underline, italic, that, like they are your number one priority. To ensure this, not only go the extra mile, but be mindful again of what you're displaying publicly. If you're not responding to them, yet they can see you're actively promoting about taking new sales calls every day, then they probably have the right to feel that your new business is taking precedence over them, right? So just be mindful of all of those scenarios. Ultimately, creating and maintaining positive client relations are critical for your reputation, vital to your growth, and if you can master the art of upsell and or resale, can be one of your fastest paths to cash. Of course, as always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll be back in your feeds with a new episode next week. Hey guys, if you are enjoying the Pitchin' and Sippin' podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a review wherever you are listening. If you want to connect with me to learn more about the PR Bar Inc., you can do so on Instagram at @theprbar_inc, or you can check out my website at theprbarinc.com. Cheers!